This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Today's early reports from Iraq suggest voters are turning out in large numbers. They're choosing a parliament for the first time under a new constitution. American officials hope the election moves the country closer to stability and security. If it works, that would also be a step toward withdrawing U.S. forces.
In this part of the program, we're going to hear what's happening in two parts of Iraq, starting with Baghdad, where we turn to NPR's Jamie Terabay. And Jamie, obviously heavy security there and across the country. Is the security working?
Steve, there are actually a couple of incidents of violence across the country, but nothing like the situation in January when more than 50 people were killed. We had, as soon as the polls opened at 7 in the morning, a rocket landed in the green zone and injured a Marine. And up north in Mosul, an explosion at the voting station and a guard was killed. There is tight security across the country, no cars allowed, and everyone walking on foot, but it does seem to be working so far.
And things are quiet in Baghdad other than a few incidents?
Yes, that's right. People are coming out slowly and voting, but there doesn't seem to be too many incidents. We are hearing some mortars being fired, but nothing very serious so far.
Okay, Jamie, stay with us. We want to go next to northern Iraq, where there is something of a holiday mood today. Let's listen to some tape recorded earlier here. That's a celebration in the city of Erbil in the Kurdish region in northern Iraq. NPR's Ivan Watson is there. And Ivan, what have you been seeing today?
Steve, the Kurdish leadership has organized street fairs. You've got people dancing in the streets, playing soccer in the streets. The flag of Kurdistan is being displayed everywhere. There were fireworks being shot off by children last night. This is an election dominated by the Kurdistan Alliance. It's led by the two main factions that have governed this region for the past 13 years. And their posters decorate the entrance even to some of the polling centers and some of the police cars that are protecting those polling centers today.
Ivan, forgive me. You've mentioned in the past in your reporting that Kurdish flags are almost ubiquitous, as you said again today, but that Iraqi flags are almost absent. What does this national election mean for Kurds, this very important group within Iraq?
It's an expression of Kurdish nationalism. It's being depicted as your duty as a Kurd to vote for the Kurdish bloc, to make sure you can preserve your autonomy against the government in Baghdad in the future, to make sure that the Kurds can annex more territory to their semi-autonomous region. That's one of their big goals right now. It has left very little room for opposition parties in here to operate. There were attacks against the one Islamic Kurdish opposition party last week. A candidate was killed. 6 party offices were destroyed. But the majority of the people are behind this Kurdistan alliance. This territory may be more free and secure, but that doesn't mean that this election has been free and fair.
We're well into the afternoon where you are. Does it seem that turnout is heavy or light?
Been pretty busy. The polling stations I went to, they had about half to two-thirds turnout by noon, by lunchtime. So I think they have managed to get out the vote to try to counterbalance the Arab majority to the south.
And let's talk a little bit more about that Arab majority to the south, both Sunnis and Shiites, with Jamie Terabay, who's been listening in from Baghdad. And Jamie, what kind of turnout are officials hoping for in different areas across the country?
Well, they're definitely hoping that the Sunnis will come out more than they did the last time. They pretty much boycotted the elections in January. In Anbar province, only 3% turned up. But we're getting reports from most of the places where Sunnis are largely dominant, places like Ramadi and even Tikrit, where they're reporting a very good turnout so far.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad this morning, where Iraqis are voting, and also NPR's Ivan Watson reporting this morning from northern Iraq.